Dr. Missy here with Ezekiel's Wheel. I am way late. Hope you guys are having a great Friday, and I don't anticipate getting too many people on this tonight. I'm sure you've all already started your Friday, but you know what? I wanted to be faithful and bring you the 15-minute rev today. I just had a busy day, as usual. But I hope you had a great week, and I hope you're getting your weekend started off right. And we've got some new technology there. It's kind of fun. I don't know what's wrong with my camera up there, though. So I hope you guys have had a great week, and I'm just getting started, too, on mine as far as the weekend. But believe it or not, we've actually started C2. I wanted to bring you into that little tidbit. We figured that out today during our prayer time, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But why would that surprise me, right? Because that's where we're heading into, and we're front runners. So if you're a front runner, then you can kind of hopefully guess that you're ahead of the pack. So to get the ball rolling, 15-minute rev today is called Faith Stretch, Pushed Deeper into Fire, and the Pressure Building Around C2. Okay? Faith Stretch. Your faith is being stretched right now. You're being pushed deeper, getting ready for the fiery part of God's heart during C2, which starts April 30th. And if you felt the increase in witchcraft, then you're probably experiencing, again, the beginnings of C2. So that's why we're frontrunners. And it's why we run way ahead of the pack, hopefully, to step into our new beginnings early. So you just are ahead of the ball game, hopefully, and you're getting it started and getting ready. And you've gotten ready as you've moved from January, moving towards April 30th, preparing you for this time so that you can get as free as you possibly can get, getting you ready to maneuver through the fire so you don't have a whole lot of pressure. So what else might you be feeling in this moment? You might be feeling some insomnia, fatigue, which we all know is part of witchcraft. You know that other parts of witchcraft include fear, doubt, unbelief, discouragement, depression, hopelessness, and despair. Those are all parts of witchcraft. So if you're feeling fatigue, you need to be looking out for these other components of witchcraft, because that means they're going to be trying to assail you with that as well, to pull you out of love as you're entering deeper into C2. Hey, yay, how are you doing this afternoon, guys? I didn't anticipate getting very many people. I'm running late, and I apologize for the lateness. But so anyway, so if you're experiencing those characteristics, you're experiencing witchcraft. And that was the first indicator that we may be entering in deeper into the heart of God. That's what happens. You're getting tested right now, and you're moving into the fiery part of God's heart as of April 30th. Hey, good evening, everybody. Man, you guys are diehards. Good to see you guys. But you may be moving into the deeper parts of God's heart. And hey, Sonia, can you post the link on the page, please, ma'am? Thank you ahead of time. But as you move into the deeper parts of God's heart, there's always a pressure that builds. Because you're going into deeper waters. You're coming out of the water component. We all have four chambers to our heart, right? So you have four chambers to God's heart. It's the water component, the washing of the water, the word. It's a high time of deliverance ministry. Should be a high impact time where you're focused on getting as free as you possibly can to prepare you to move deeper into the fiery testings of God in the fire portion of his heart as he moves you into more maturity, into the deeper levels of the spirit. And so if you're diligent about getting free from through April 30th, then you'll also probably have a better time during C2 as you're maneuvering on through. So be looking out for fear, and I'm sorry for my allergies, fear, doubt, unbelief, discouragement, depression, hopelessness, and despair. The enemy's trying to get you out of the spirit of love. He's trying to pull you outside of God's spirit so he can get you totally locked into the flesh to where you totally lose focus. You don't want to lose focus in this hour. You don't. We're at the biggest crescendo of our life as a nation. So you want to keep your focus and keep your eye on the prize on the government mountain as we start taking things back. And it's already happening. So the witchcraft is increased. Like I said, they're using higher levels of magic to attain that. So what are you going to do during this time as you're beginning to move towards your new beginning? Remember, the prophets prophesied that. And so you're really actually going to start getting your praise on, so that you can keep moving into your new beginning. And I think what's been the hardest part of this, or to be getting to try to get into praise, or it's been so discouraging because as a nation, we all thought that we'd be further along in this process right now. But we all know God, and we all know that God's going to move when God's ready to move. And so our only job during the testing times of the Lord, when we're praying for a thing, we're praying a thing in, is to keep staying focused on the prize and to keep our eye on Him and understand the unfolding process. As an intercessor, what's the unfolding process? The unfolding process is where you start decreeing a thing, and no matter how you feel, no matter what hits your or assails your mind, no matter what thoughts pummel your mind, hopefully you've gotten free from them, but no matter what you get assailed with, you're able to cast them down and cast down every negative thing that tries to exalt itself, whether it's a negative emotion, whether it's a negative thought pattern that tries to assault your mind and assault your emotion. So that's the way to keep you continually moving on through out of the old and into the new. So this is a process, but the good news is, because it's a really stressful process too, but the good news is that it's not the devil's time to come on the scene. So he can't do anything outside of God's permission. It's God's time. So as long as you know what time it is, you're fine, intercessor. You're fine, front runner. Hey, Karen. Hey, Yvonne. Golly, we've got a lot of you guys. You guys are diehards, man. I didn't expect so many people on at night. I thought I missed you guys because I was running extremely late. How do you like all my new technology? I had some fun today. So, okay, so this is a season. Turn your praise on. Get your praise on. Keep your praise on. And another tactic you might also observe while you're getting your praise on and you need to be aware of is that the enemy's bringing in, the enemy's bringing in distractions, maybe in the form of old relationships back into your life. It's a form of witchcraft. People maybe you've outgrown or who have served as conduits for witchcraft or dysfunction to flow through so that you're not able to keep your eye on the ball. I'm not saying we're not called to love them. Hey, Sherilyn, my friend, my Aussie friend's on. Good evening, guys. So anyway, back on task. I'm going to stay on task too. So you might be having distractions thrown into your arena right now where, and it's very strategic to get your eye off the ball because God is moving you out of the old and into the new, which brings us to the lesson. And if you follow my lessons on the 15-Minute Rev, you're going to find out that as God turns the page every Monday and every Friday, it's just one step further into the process. We take you through C1, C2, C3, C4, teaching you about how to maneuver through God's heart every year. And we're teaching you about the signs and the times. And we're teaching you about the witchcraft warfare that pummels front runners. If you're a front runner, you're a prime candidate. So good luck. You're going to do great. But we're going to be talking about Numbers 2, 1 through Numbers 3, 51, where it talks about the warriors and the priest, an able-bodied people of soldiers, a new breed of soldiers that have been risen up by the Lord to help you step out of the old and into the new. Leaders for the body of Christ to teach the body a new way to walk within the new standard. And actually, it's not even new. It's actually the same old, because God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're just being used by God to bring the body into the deepest part of God's heart again, back into love, into the heart of David, where we once resided. So the army of God is being organized while God has organized each tribe with its own leaders and followers, many tribes with differences operating on varying spiritual pages. We're moving from faith to faith and glory to glory, right? So everybody's on a different level of maturity. I don't know why that's doing that. However, in this season, God is teaching us to love like He loves, to where we learn to cover each other at those levels, at the varying levels. You're learning to love like God loves, so that love covers a multitude, so that people don't feel inferior. People don't feel like they can't make it up their mountains, even though you may be a little farther ahead than they are. So that's what love does. That's what's expected of us at higher maturity levels, to cover people instead of picking each other apart. We're also in a season where all the tribes are tired and they're not looking forward to move in the fighting mode with the enemy, but this is a season where it's either Satan and his forces and his plan, or God, his forces and his plan coming to pass. You only have two choices. I'm not trying to scare you because there's no fear in love, but the good news is, again, God says it's not the enemy's time. It's God's time for the glory. So that's part of your story, okay? So God's plan includes all vessels going through pressure in order to obtain it. Have we not been going through pressure the last 2 years? Pressure. Wondering what the heck is all this about? This is crazy train. And we're wondering, when is it all going to change back, right? But we're also in a season where God is also trying to teach intercessors and frontrunners how to operate as one army with one commander, so that we learn to operate as a team, like we used to, a well-connected, well-oiled machine, instead of lone islands in and of ourselves. We're in a different place now. We have to stay together. We have to stay in unity, because where people dwell together in unity, God is there. So that's what's going to help build the momentum for the corporate anointing all around the world. Yes, absolutely. Good to see you. Good evening. So to work against that idea, we also have to realize we have a very real devil who is obstinate in his endeavors at stopping God's people, where he's trying to make us isolated, disinterested, having had our faith stretched beyond its capability. And a lot of us, or so we think, a lot of us are thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You're going to stretch me even more? Are you kidding me, God? And God is like, well, how well do you take a test? Because God's taking your faith to places you've never been before. And if you haven't noticed before too, if God is stretching you beyond your normal, that means his plan for you must be beyond the normal than you've ever experienced before. It must be huge. It must be bigger than you ever dreamed it would be. That's kind of encouraging to me. That's really, because the bigger the plan God has for me, the more testing I go through, the more stretching I go through. So you can't quit. You can't quit. You can't give up. But you're only fighting one enemy, not many, not each other. Okay? You need to get out of that mentality. Don't get caught up in the flesh like a lot of people are doing right now. Because if you do, you'll be retaliating against God's people, and you'll find yourself breaking an eternal law, Galatians 6:7, where you reap what you sow. So you'll get caught in this cycle. It's called the reciprocal cycle, where what you give out, what you meet out, comes back to you. You don't want to get stuck in that cycle. You have enough on your plate for CT right now. You have enough on your plate starting April 30th, as the pressure is already building right now. The witchcraft is already building. You have enough on your plate to focus on without creating other issues for yourself, without retaliating against God's people to where you break eternal laws, which means you will plant a bad harvest and you will reap what you're sowing. Okay? That's key for this hour. Key. So don't try to defend yourself. Bless your enemies, or bless people. Bless people that are in the body of Christ. Bless them. Hey, Joyce Romer, I see you again, my friend. It's good to see you. But this is a time that you don't want to get caught up in that cycle, because in this place, there can be no victory. Not for anybody, as a matter of fact. And people get caught up. And the devil loves for us to fight each other, because if we're divided, a house divided against itself will fall. So we're now in a season where the soldiers and the priest are fighting together, as we help to advance God's kingdom. Okay? Witchcraft tactics. They're using elements with Ron Horner's idea of capture bags. What are the elements? If you know anything, if you've studied your enemy, you know the art of war is that you study your enemy, right? So our enemies, witchcraft, Satanists, people like that, they use the elements of water, fire, earth, air. Okay? Well, they copy everything that God created. So they're using it for evil, but they're now using it. If you've never heard of Ron Horner, go check out his website. He's a high-level apostle, and he's been releasing information about capture bags. And as of today, the enemies, or the witches and Satanists, are using capture bags made from clouds to capture our decrees and our prayers. You ever felt like your prayers weren't going anywhere? That's because they've released a blanket spell mixed with water magic, with the element of water, to create a cloud bag to capture your prayers, to capture your decrees. That's why none of the prophet's words have been really manifesting lately. So you need to be breaking this stuff off. We need to be breaking off these elements, nullifying these elements. I'll tell you exactly what to do. This is how you're going to approach this. You need to be collapsing all demonic spells and all demonic structures. Write this down with 1 Corinthians 12:13, and then dissolve, nullify all of this stuff. Dissolve and nullify it. All the words, all the spells, out of all spell books, known or unknown, on the international, federal, state, city, county, and personal level. Why am I telling you that? Because the more people we get praying, the better we fare. But you're going to nullify these things with James 4:14, 1 Corinthians 1:19. And then I'm going to ask you to call on Holy Ghost fire, Psalms 104:4, to dissolve all their cloud bags. Dissolve it. Release the words of the prophets to go on up into heaven so the angels can perform the word of the Lord. He can perform the decrees that you're even making. Okay? The enemy has no right. He's out of jurisdiction. So you're going to go after the demonic structures on the government mountain, the education mountains, business mountain, arts and entertainment mountain, media, and family and church mountains. And you're going to dissolve them, all the demonic structures. But then you have to replace them with something. You can't just take something out and not replace it. You have to replace them with godly structures in the same place based on Jeremiah 29:11, Colossians 2:7, and John 21. Okay? That's what you're going to do. So, it's important that the presence of God go with God's people so that we can keep moving in power, especially in C2. I always talk about the chambers of God's heart, chamber 1, chamber 2, chamber 3, chamber 4, as we grow and mature spiritually in Him. So we're now getting ready to enter into chamber 2. The chamber 1 is the water portion with the washing of the water of the Word. It's a heavy deliverance time and alignment time. C2 is the fiery portion of His heart. But C2 has this ability of trying to get into your head if you let witchcraft overtake you. Hi, Ida. It's called the battlefield of the mind while God is moving you through His heart. Have you ever heard of Joyce Meyer's book, Battlefield of the Mind? Learning to take your thoughts captive. Casting down every high thing that exalts itself above the throne of God. But it's very strategically sent to make you step outside of God's spirit of love. Because love is the power position, okay? So love is where you get your fire power from, which is needed for prayer. If you don't know love, you don't know God. And if you don't have a whole lot of His presence on your vessel, you don't have a whole lot of firepower. That's why God has been pressing each one of us the last year and a half to get free, get free, get free, get free. So that we can house more of His spirit. Why do you think He's stretching your vessel even more now? To make room for Himself. He's trying to make your vessel loaded up with power for the times in which we live. And you want it. Trust me, you want it. Because as the light gets lighter, the darkness is getting darker. And the Lord wants you to know that each of you are very vital in this hour. And no task is trivial. Some priests might have heavier burdens than others. But God is trying to teach us all how to draw near to Him in His heart, the deeper place of the kingdom. And the body has now moved towards the deepest part of the heart of David. The 1 Peter 1:22 anointing to love each other deeply. Deeply. He's bringing the love back. He's bringing His presence back, which also brings in protection and breakthrough. Okay? That's the key to getting your breakthrough, is getting more love on your vessel. And if you notice positionings of each tribe, God placed them into specific placements for battle because of the varying attributes given to each tribe or its soldiers. If you're a judge or from the tribe of Dan, that means you were born in January, your placements will most likely be in the courts of heaven, heavily in this season. If you're from the tribe of Judah, your placement will most likely help to bring praise and high praise in this season. Because praise always goes before a battle. But you find this out by looking at your birthday and where it falls within the Maseroth based in Revelations. Go look in the book of Revelations. The Maseroth is God's clock. The Zodiac is the enemy's clock. This is not New Age. God created it all. But God wants us to be sons and daughters, knowing the signs and the times. Do you know the signs and the times? Do you know how to fight at high levels of intercession now, seated with Christ in heavenly places? Hi, James. How are you? So if you're a priest, then your job is the hardest, as you will have to learn how to operate in the priestly job functions, as well as knowing your tribal birth month. You've got two job functions. Know who you are and what you're called to do in each season. And then your walk will take off and accelerate to help you move through God's heart quickly as we move forward. Again, you can't get close to God if your vessel is full of cursings, meaning you've chosen not to get free. If you try to come before a holy God like the Israelites did when Moses climbed the mountain, God has to judge you. He can't be where sin is. So if you notice, God is coming near his people right now. He's looking for a place to land, but he can't be where sin is. And so it's not advisable to try to come near God and to try to be near him if you haven't tried to become delivered or healed in this season. And what I'm sensing from here on out, actually, is as God pours his glory onto his people are going to continue to get full of God, full of power, full of the glory, as Satan's people continue getting more and more dark, full of the enemy's heart. We all know it's always been a battle between good and evil. That's not anything new to us. But for the people that are obedient and getting free, and the people that are obedient and getting full of power, you're going to have supernatural protection. That's why God's trying to get you there. The glory acts like a buffer between you and the devil, where things ping off of it. They can't penetrate it. So that's why it's really, really important why you listen to God and obey and come into the power position and into his glory, because that's where you're going to be protected as well as your family. So during this season as well, God's people have to learn how to battle witchcraft at very high levels. We're going to have to learn how to battle against the devices and the weapons of witchcraft, which I feel like really has scared a lot of people in the body. But if you want success in your walk, you're going to find out who you are and whose you are. You're going to realize that there's no power greater in the earth, not even in the spirit, than love. Love is the greatest force on earth. And you're going to learn some things about God. You're going to realize that God's not just some little cherub flying around. Love will get tough on you sometimes. Love always is very merciful. Love is tender. But if you know anything about a father's heart, many of us know, I don't know about your dad, but my dad was head of my household. And there are certain things you didn't say to my dad. There are certain things you didn't, places you didn't push my dad, because you disrespected the position. The same with a good father. Any good father disciplines his kids. And love will get tough on us sometimes when he wants to pull us into position. Okay? Y'all able to see? YouTube? Yay. Okay, good job. Okay, so right here, right now, we're in a season that's grown old for a lot of us. We're tired of the warring. We're tired of where we've been. But God's saying, don't get weary in well-doing. Because if you don't faint and you don't give up, you're going to reap a harvest in due season. That's where he's trying to take you. And even though you're ready for major breakthrough on the government mountain, the Lord says, I'm on the job and I'm really working on it. So this is also a season as we move into Mark 11:27 and 12:17. The Lord's saying, I'm asking you over and over again to be honest with me and honestly examine yourself. Be an honest inspection person, like, because God sees it all. He's looking at it all. And the Lord says, are you honest with me? And are you honest with yourself? Because if you are, especially when it comes to your personal weaknesses, the Lord says, I'm going to get you free really, really fast. And as God is attempting to move us closer to his heart, he's beginning to do the heart inspections to see who can come up higher in his spirit. In Israel's day, leaders had not been honest with John the Baptist or with Jesus. And when we obey, God teaches us more. He releases more of the secrets of himself. And I know I can relate with you, Joyce Rummer. I can so relate with you because everybody's so weary. And I even feel like people are so weary right now in this hour that they're just like, I feel like I'm just kind of barely hanging on. Like I'm just walking after a long, long run and I have barely any energy left. But the Lord is like, you know what? All you have to do in these moments is ask for another door of strength. Just ask for more strength. Isaiah 40:31, because God's people should never get weary because of our ability to move from faith to faith and glory to glory. Another trick to that is that you need to always make sure that the enemy's always trying to cage your angels. We each have personal angels. So ask God to uncage them because he didn't have the right. Ask God to dissolve the cages, James 4:14. And then feed your angels, Psalms 34:12. And then I would even reinforce them and call in backups. Call in backups for your angels. 2 Kings 6:16. There are more that are for us than are against us, especially from the higher dimensions. Call them in so that you have the ability to fight and move forward. I know, I can so relate. So we're at the beginning of C2, where God is beginning to do heart inspections to see who can come up higher in the spirit. And God is finding out who's obeying him and who's disobeying him. And so we'll see as we move forward, you know, who has doors that are closed to them, who's developing a seared conscience to God's truth. That's what happens when you disobey. When you continually disobey the Lord, you get a seared conscience. So it's harder to hear him as you come forward. And then you get duped by witchcraft and the enemy. And the Lord's like, if you would have just done what I asked you to do at the lower levels, at the last level, you would have been sailing through this place right now. So he's moving us deeper into C2. And the pressure's already begun as God shows us what's deep inside of us. And the Lord's saying, how well do you fare under a stressful, fiery test? Do you react or do you respond? Is guile found in your heart with bitter complaining because of the difficulty in testing? Or are you one that knows the protocol and how to run to the Lord to find out answers to the test? That's the key to taking a test, is you know who to run to and you know what to do. You know the signs and the times, even when you're tired. And God knows you're tired, man. I'm not going to lie. He knows how tired we are. He knows where we're at. And he knows what we lack or what we feel like we lack. But if you feel like you're lacking something, be wise enough to run to him and say, Lord, you know where I'm at. You know how I feel. You know how tired my body is right now. And I need your help to pull me up out of this difficult position and into more joy, more strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Okay? So that's a key to taking a test too, is to remaining joyful. And also, I want to say this too as an intercessor. If you can get your mind into this place where you understand what to expect in the patterns of God, like I've just gotten into this. I've been doing this for so long with him that I just expect it, even though it's hard, because I'm just as human as you guys. And I get into my moments where I start getting hammered with witchcraft and then the doubt and unbelief. But the latest thing I've been learning from him is that to expect the best of a holy God. We're learning to expect the best of him regardless of how fast he moves on my behalf. And it's just like when, you know, I think it was John who was in prison when he sent word back to Jesus and he said, are you really the Messiah? Because he was stuck. He didn't come for him. He knew what his future held and he knew John was going to be executed. And John was like, Are you really the Messiah? And in reality, I think he was really saying, are you going to just sit there and let me sit here? But God has a better plan for him. God knows our futures. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you or me, but God does know what's ahead of us and he knows how to stretch us to get our hearts readied for the future. He knows how to do these things and he knows the perfect timing of all things that he's got planned for your life. But if you can get your heart and your mind to expect the best of a holy God, then that also starts working horizontally to your relationships around you. If you expect the best of a holy God vertically, you'll start expecting the best of people horizontally to where when they have bad days, or maybe they're not so godly, maybe they aren't acting so Christian in that moment. Maybe you didn't know what happened 5 minutes prior, but you're still expecting the best of them, and you give them the room to err. You cover them in love. That's what love does. That's the new place we've entered into as warriors, even though the testings have been difficult. So, is Jesus Christ, let me see me back up here. Jesus was placed into many fiery testings, and through his replies to the people, he revealed who he really was. Yet the people still wouldn't receive the truth. He wasn't harsh with them. He wasn't mean with them, although he could be. He could turn over some tables, if you remember that incident. But Jesus the Son was sent by the Father, and the stone rejected by the builders because his enemies were so intent on destroying him. But what they didn't realize is that they were destroying themselves. Interesting. So the Lord is asking this hour, is Jesus your Lord? And do you really love him? Because what's really in your heart can be found out in who you relate most with, Jesus or the Pharisees. Are you warm and loving under stress, being able to handle pressure calmly? Or at least if you are reactive, are you humble enough to admit it and admit you're wrong and repent? People will respect you for that when you own your stuff. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Or do you handle your stress superficially, on the surface, quick to dismiss your sin while dismissing other people's feelings around you, who you've sinned against? Do you dismiss your family members, your spouse? Are you curt and short? Or do you catch yourself and repent and tell them, ask them to please forgive you? I've just had a bad 5 minutes. I've had a bad day. Been having a bad 6 months. I'm sure if you have been, they already know. So anyway, honesty starts between us and God first, which means we have to own our garbage so that we can get free and mature. Do you reject the builder when he's trying to rebuild your heart while he's putting his finger on things? That's where we're at right now. So, amen. Karen Blinn, we miss you. You need to come back on. We miss you. So the next topic of conversation is Psalms 47, 1 through 9, where it talks about high praise and celebration. And this is so cool this whole week, because this whole week I've been having major prophetic dreams, prophetic revelations. I've been having visions during my prayer and praise time. I mean, it's been interesting. And I think the most interesting one I had was on Wednesday night, where I had a dream where I was in this ancient temple, and I knew it was the temple of the Lord. I hadn't seen it. I didn't expect it to look like what I saw. And it was old. I mean, it's what they had available to them in that time, but they had like no windows in the temple. They were just carved out areas. And so I was looking out this window space that looked towards the outside, and I saw this landscaping with all these tornadic winds start to come up from the ground, but they would never hit the sky. They would teeter out and they would scatter before they ever connected with the sky. And so I asked this guy, I noticed a man coming up behind me. So I asked him how the tornadoes were being scattered. And he said, he pointed to another young man in the building or in the temple. And he said, it's him. He's some 20-ish looking young man who kept reaching up and grabbing these radio dials above himself. And as he touched the dials, he would say, turn up the praise, turn up the praise. To which I immediately knew in C2, I was to turn up the praise, and keep it up. And don't get caught up in guile or in complaining because of the difficulty of the fiery test that are coming. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we don't know what victories are coming, but we do know, we don't know what military victories are coming, but if we're submitting to our captain and we trust him to win the battle, even on the government mountain, when everything looks like, feels like nothing is happening, you can bet something's happening. You can bet it. God's been talking to me about that. And it's interesting too, because I heard a song today, and it was the most interesting way that God has ever spoken to me prophetically. In the foreground, In the song, the singers were singing, "I'll praise him at all times. I will praise him at all times." While in the background, other singers were singing, "Because God's always moving, even if I can't see it. So I'll praise him at all times because God's always moving, even if I can't see it. I will praise him at all times because God is always moving, even if I can't see it." So you've got to get in that mindset, expecting the best of a holy God. When you can't see something, when you can't sense something, by the way, in C2, that's what happens with the witchcraft. God's going to allow the witchcraft to, I know, I'm sorry. So God's going to allow the witchcraft to hinder your senses, your fivefold giftings, to kind of make you think, well, where'd God go? Where did God go? To see how well you follow the Lord in the dark. How well do you follow? How well do you keep believing? Or do you give up and just say, well, I guess I'm going to go back to Egypt. I guess I'm just going to go back. I guess I'm going to go back to what's familiar, instead of coming forward out of the old and into the new. That's the process of faith. You keep decreeing a thing, decreeing a thing, decreeing a thing. You're going to praise him at all times because God's always moving, even if I can't see it. Okay? So you're fixing to enter into testings at deeper levels as of April 30th. But if you're a front runner, congratulations, you've already entered into them. They started today. So probably I actually think that they started a couple days ago, but today we can really tell. So how well do you take a test? How well do you take your thoughts and feelings captive? And how well do you stay on task? That's what the key to this testing season is. From April 30th through September 15th, into the high holy days. We're entering into Passover, Resurrection Sunday first, or actually Purim, then the other ones. And then we're heading on into the high holy days. And between that time span, for the summertime, June, July, and August, that's the bear. That is going to be the most, I'm not even going to say what I think they're going to be. I'm afraid of what they're going to be. I'm not afraid. I'm not going to say. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is I will praise him at all times because God's always moving even if I can't see it. It's going to be pressure filled. That's all I'm going to say. Lucky us. God bless America. Lucky us. Whoop. So that's what we're going to do. So how well do you take a test? How well do you take your thoughts and your feelings captive? And do you know how to thank God even when you don't feel like it? Or things don't look like they're going your way? See, about 4 months ago, let me give you some real encouragement. I learned the biggest lesson of my life 4 months ago. Because I've been praying for some stuff like you have been. And I was getting really insecure about a situation. And that was really what was in my heart at that moment. I was just struggling with insecurity and fear and, oh my gosh, and da da da, expecting the worst instead of the best. And I called one of my best friends, and the only thing she would say to me, because she's really strong in the spirit, and she said, all the things she would say was, "Missy, all is well, Missy, all is well." And I grabbed the revelation. I said, "Yes, all is well." And she said, "Isaiah 3:10, Missy, Isaiah 3:10. So I grabbed hold of that Isaiah 3:10, and that's all I would say for the next week or 2 weeks. Actually, it went on for 2 months, to be honest with you. Every time fear would come up, every time negative thoughts would come up, every time I couldn't sense the Lord in the situation, I would respond back to the devil and say, "All is well, devil. All is well. All is well in my situations with blah, 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 blah." And then I got a call from my friend, and she said, "You know what? I believe this and this and this are going to happen." And it happened the very next day because I passed the test. That's how you pass a test, where you expect the best of a holy God, even when you don't know when your answers are coming. That's keeping your cool under pressure. But Isaiah 3:10 is the perfect answer for you, because when things don't look like victory, you praise your way there with, "All is well, Lord. All is well. All is well for me." You're expecting the best of a holy God. Which brings us, as we wrap up your Friday evening early, I want to thank you guys for joining us, but we're going to wrap up with Proverbs 10, 24 through 25. And again, I'm sorry for being late tonight. for today. I'm usually on about 1:30 in the afternoon. This is what this states. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desires of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. So the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. What are your foundations built on? What are your foundations built on? The rock? Confidence in God? You got a lot of his character? Or is it built on the sand? A lot of your flesh? Where you're reacting like a roller coaster ride. Your life is like one big roller coaster from one minute to the next. I can't stand that. I cannot stand that. And I'm not going to tell you I don't have my moments. I just talked about them. But if we're going to move into maturity, we're going to be coming up out of the flesh. And we're going to be dealing with our heart condition so that we can stand on the rock. And so we can fight these high levels of witchcraft and understand that when we enter into these fiery testing times like we are right now, we're immovable. We're unshakable in him because love expects the best of all things, all people, mainly a holy God, expects the best. That's the process and the unfolding process of an intercessor. So with that, I hope you're encouraged tonight. Hope you like my new background. I think it's kind of fun. But anyway, I hope you're encouraged. I hope you had a great week. My name is Dr. Missy Hood. I do the 15-minute revs on Monday and on Fridays. I'm a little bit late today. I didn't intend on being this late. I just had a busy, busy day. And so thanks, guys, for listening. If you want to check us out, if you're needing a church home, go check out EzekielsWell.org. Let me raise my finger right there, EzekielsWell.org. Or you can email us at YeshuaNavigator@gmail.com. We would love to onboard you. We'd love to train you in high-level intercession. It's good to stand with people who are like-minded, like-hearted. It's stressful to be a front-runner. I'm not going to lie. You have to be calm. Nobody's arrived by being a front-runner. I'm sure a lot of us would like to walk away sometimes. And I'm being honest. Like to walk away and just say, you know, Lord, I'd like a more peaceful life. But if you do that, you give up all the blessings that come with it. And you usually have a very, very high calling when you're called to do that. So come check us out. We'd love to talk with you. Love to get to know you. But until then, I hope you guys have a great end of your evening, and I'll look forward to seeing you Monday on the 15-Minute Rev. I'll talk to you later, guys, and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.